Older adults are not getting enough exercise. National guidelines recommend that all adults get at least 2.5 hours a week of moderate exercise, but even that can be a challenge for older adults. Researchers are taking a new look at an old-school approach to exercise. Remember? Mall walking. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
It's just a little bit before 8 a.m. at Bellevue Square. The shops here aren't open yet, but the mall is already buzzing with walkers.
Now, what I'm going to do is right up here, turn around, and then I'll go around this loop on the outside perimeter of the mall.
That's John Tucker explaining his walking route.
I'm not very fast, but I get there.
Tucker is 76 years old. He wears a portable oxygen tank on his walks. He and his wife are regulars here. These days, she walks upstairs while he does laps on the lower level.
Right now, she's waiting for a knee replacement, and so she's not moving real fast. So even though I move slow, she's moving slower.
3 times a week, Tucker walks 2 laps around the mall. It's been his morning routine for the past 10 years to manage his diabetes. The only times he couldn't come out for his morning routine were the open-heart surgeries and later chemo to treat Hodgkin's lymphoma. But other than that, Tucker has been diligent. Tucker says he used to go to the gym for exercise, but got bored.
You're looking out at the same wall all the time, and I didn't find myself very motivated.
Mall walking has been around for decades, but it's undertapped. And if researchers like Basha Belza had their way, there would be more structured walking programs like this one, a joint effort between the mall, Overlake Hospital, and the YMCA. Here, people sign in and get their blood pressure checked before they walk. Belza is a professor at the UW School of Nursing. She's part of a CDC research team that's trying to figure out how to get older adults more physically active. Belza says this age group prefers walking, and it's easy to see why. It's simple. All that's required is a pair of good walking shoes. But going out for a walk in the neighborhood can be complicated.
There are a lot of issues with sidewalks being uneven, with curb cuts being missing, with traffic being hazardous, any number of issues that may make an older adult not necessarily feel safe going out and walking for a quarter of a mile.
The environment isn't the only issue. There are physical limitations, too, like joint pain or having to use the bathroom frequently.
So one of the benefits of malls is they have bathrooms. The bathrooms are typically clean and they're open. So for a man or woman who might have problems with urinary incontinence, there's a ready resource to help them with that.
And there are benches throughout so people can rest. Malls are covered and climate controlled, so it doesn't matter what the weather's like outside. One man at Bell Square has logged in more than 16,000 miles. That's like walking from Seattle to Los Angeles and back 7 times. One other nice thing about walking is that it's not competitive. Folks can go at their own pace. There's a sense of camaraderie.
People encourage each other. They don't require, they don't mandate. But it's this, so subtle, let's go one more lap. You know, tell me what else happened over the holidays. Or what is it about that new grandchild that you haven't told me yet about? So that there's an encouragement and there's a socialization to it.
And socializing helps with overall wellness. Speaking of socializing.
All right, guys, you're going to have to behave yourself now.
At the end of his walk, shops start to open. Tucker heads up to the second level to meet his friends for coffee, friends that he's made through the walking program.
This is Jim. He's a retired Boeing engineer. There's Ted, who's a retired Navy pilot, amongst other things. And this is Joe. And these folks have been around longer than dirt.
Tucker says walking helps maintain his strength and balance. And the fun part is after the walk, when he gets to hang out and banter with friends. The walking program, says Tucker, keeps him going. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.
Not all walking programs are at malls either. Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo and the Xfinity Arena in Everett, they're also open to walkers on certain days. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle, news and information.